350.
Bro, thank you, yo.
You know what I'm saying? No overtime, bro.
Free 50.
Woo! 358, wrap it up.
Everyone put your jack. Put your jack when you get out of here, man.
Oh, we're recording already?
Yeah. Sure. Well, do you know, before I forget, because, I'm nowhere liable to forget, and I don't forget the intro on episode 100. Yo, people, you know, I locked into the Black Men Don't Cheat podcast.
Can you? Ain't no name.
Time.
Myself, SD.
Wesley.
Mads.
Tunde.
Is that the order? I probably guessed
it. We ain't done that in time.
No, it is.
Got some guests in the building. Introduce yourselves.
Frankie. Babs.
Prince.
Why do you mean the West? That's
an accident.
That's what Courtson does.
Excuse the wait. Wanted to make episode 100 special, so we did it in the studio. And yeah, doing it in the studio was a bit of a madness, but we're here now. So, yeah.
Episode 100.
Trust me.
She's crazy.
It's crazy, bro. Yeah. Trying to think, what episode was it that we did in Jamaica? I don't even know what number that was. Bro.
Did that even...
That, was even, that wasn't like, even an episode, bro.
That was...
It's just pure chaos. Pure chaos still.
What one did we do in the studio in Bermondsey?
That was episode 50.
I think that was it. That was the anniversary thing.
Yeah, it was a 1 year anniversary.
No, I remember that because you were telling me nonsense like how we might be able to get Jose as our manager. I was so angry. I'll never forget it.
I said that.
Yes, and I was telling you, we need something. I was disappointed.
Man, you know, I was
you look at Mourinho.
I was disappointed.
We were in a bad time.
We were in a mud still. We were in a mud.
I was desperate. Not anymore, though.
This ain't an Arsenal pod, bro. Just please calm down a bit.
Trust me. Well, apart from that, as you always do, how's everyone's week been?
You know what? It's been decent.
Yeah.
Had to deal with some smelly people.
But what does that mean?
Nah, just at work. There's an individual
that stinks.
Is
this like a consensus amongst everyone?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Is it a BO thing or is it?
It is. He lives in a home, but he smells homeless.
What?
Yeah. Deep it.
Open your third eye.
Yes.
Running water.
Yes.
So he smells damp.
He smells homeless. He smells so bad you can smell him before you enter the room.
Oh, one of them, man.
Okay,
that's he was in the office one time, chatting to one of my colleagues, I was in my office. I was gonna come into the main office. I opened one set of doors. I said
his nose
flares. No. Because I'm there, bro. I smell it and I said, What is this? But immediately I knew. I didn't even go inside. I didn't go inside the main office. 2 minutes later, my colleague came. She said, I can't stand it in there. I can't stand it in there. I gotta go. Yeah. That's how bad it is. And yeah, so recently he had to get removed, because
that's mad.
No. He obviously don't work with us. He lives in the complex. But so obviously one of my colleagues was like, there's been complaints.
Do you know that's a mad conversation? Do you remember in school when someone had to have a conversation to someone about about their smell? It was Gabs had to have a conversation.
No,
imagine but Gabs trying to tell someone. Why
Gabs trying to tell someone smell
of all people?
Nah, bro, he's gonna my bro. Don't have to tell you this, but
yeah, that's so bad, you know.
Yeah, no,
but you know what's crazy about that individual? Yeah, I didn't smell it. Like, I couldn't smell what everybody else was smelling.
I could.
I could not personally smell it. They were saying that it was like, the way they described it was like fish.
Fish?
Do you know like when your parents cook?
Yeah.
But like, this is like a scent that's remains.
Ah, he's been bathing in stockfish.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was that kind of smell. But that, I didn't. Maybe I wasn't close enough to man, but these that were saying.
Do you know when you hug someone and it smells a bit spicy like that?
Oh my God.
If you just want to hug, you come back with your eyes are red and you got tears coming down your eyes, just spice all over them.
Yeah, but like,
you don't know, sometimes you don't know until you know, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? It's like a. But the thing is, when that happens, you can't react too quickly because it looks mad. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely
can't get out of it, man.
No, man. No.
If it's your clothes, though, like, your clothes is easily fixed.
Yeah, but if it's you,
if
like,
it's you, like, yeah, your body.
But
like,
isn't it you that then transitions onto your clothes?
Your clothes. Mm.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
You need a new wardrobe.
Type of smell in it. For example, we're talking about, like, food smell and, like, actual stuff.
Like, smelling like stew, yeah, which is very, very common as far.
If you smell like stew, your clothes are going to smell like stew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you should know that there's half clothes.
Exactly.
And there's.
Like when you leave the when you leave the yard, like maybe just, do you know what I mean? You smell quick.
It doesn't smell like fresh air. That's it, automatically. Yeah, you know, you just can't smell anything. Yeah, right now.
I smelled stew on people before I actually got to taste stew. Like before I actually taste stew, yeah,
that's mad.
Before I got to taste stew, yeah, I feel like I smelled it on more people. So when I actually eventually tasted stew, it wasn't foreign to me.
Hey, remember that, babe?
You're saying I'm thinking about
that. Her wig.
There was a wig.
Her wig.
I was. No, I you know was thinking about it the whole time.
You know when something smells the way that it tastes? Or
on, yeah. No, no cap.
It's connected.
My eyes start worrying. I'm never just.
When you. Oh yeah, you said he hugged. You said he hugged one, babe.
That's where
it was her wig, though.
That's where the stew.
It wasn't her. It was her wig that smelled.
Stew babe came from because I was like, right. I was in uni, I was just like, nah.
You did bare babe stew, babe.
Yeah, because that's what reminds me of. She was the OG. She started it all.
Yeah, she was the originator, man.
Yeah, man.
Why is girls cooking stew that much that your wig is going to smell like stew?
No, I think it's just poorly ventilated areas.
Yeah. Yeah, like you're supposed to know.
No window. Can a bus open? No air, bruv.
You're cooking rice. Even if you're cooking chicken, simple chicken. You should open the window.
Yeah.
Frying plantain.
If you're frying anything, it's long.
Even egg, bruv.
Even egg. Yeah.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
If you're frying plantain,
you got bro. Oh, bear, bro.
No, we have to match. You know their like lingo.
So 100%.
That's why they always talk about the cool kids in Lagos and that. That's what they're like.
You don't know all the ins and outs, man.
Trust me.
All the ins and outs of Lagos.
Trust me.
But thank you. I do appreciate being called a freshie.
That's okay.
Yeah, thank you. I love it.
You actually like it?
Yeah, call me a freshie.
You don't need to mean. You don't need to mean.
This needs to be a bad.
No, I'm just confirming.
Yeah, because
I don't feel being sarcastic. I just want to confirm
where you come from.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
And that every time you see something reposted is Yoruba, it came from me. I like it.
That's very true. Yes, literally. You don't even need to look down and see where the repost came from. You see something Nigerian, I don't even need to look. I knew it was one of you two, bro. Because, well, to be honest,
it's
no one
Tenny
else.
It's Tenny influence, man.
My jeez.
Oh gosh, 50k weddings. Anyways, I wasn't what did I say?
Let's get ready.
What did I say? I just said I find it mad that you thought that was cheap. That was all.
I wouldn't say.
Sorry.
Let's go back.
No.
Pause.
Wait. I'm not gonna backtrack.
No context. You're not gonna backtrack.
I'm not gonna.
You said it was nothing with a K. You said it was nothing.
You heard it.
Nothing.
It was right there. We heard
it. That's like, lower than nothing.
Yeah. With a K.
I mean, I'm not a married woman. I don't know exactly how things cost, but in my mind, as an African or a black person, I'd assume that 50k was small.
50,000.
How much on average is like a Nige wedding?
Can I just ask? Well, I think a good question to ask is how long it would take to save 50k.
Right now,
what kills you? Because you're in that type of bag in your life right now. He's like, I know it.
how long does it take you to save 50k?
There we go.
Because if you're now saying to me, 50k, just a number.
I feel like I know what Frankie's gonna say.
What am I gonna say?
It's no, because it's not just you saving it. Like a lot of people. Yeah.
Mm. It's not even just that it's you and your partner, but also your family.
Yeah.
Because of the whole traditional, like, the bride's family really pays for the wedding, and then the groom would.
Great culture, my ad.
Is that a race? is that a culture thing, or is that a religion?
It's a Nigerian thing. Okay. Dress, and then, you know, like now in our generation, obviously people are like, no, I'm gonna save my own. Everybody's trying to be like
independent.
Yeah. All of that. I do understand. So I feel like that's why a lot of the time Nigerian weddings are super expensive, because you've got the traditional. Please, there's like three or four outfits in a traditional wedding.
We're talking about how much that show would be cost.
There you go. Tell, coming from us, you have like three weddings this year. Out on Ashoebi.
Just to specify, so you said your family needs to fork out the piece.
No. What?
You said bride's family, innit? He's full cut.
Okay, well, yeah. Yeah, like, that's
so cool. That's a culture.
Why are you shouting about how much it's going to cost?
No, I'm worried about that. I'll be honest, first and foremost,
that is too funny.
If I like subscribe to that, and then you give birth, you see two girl twins up. First of all, that's an L. That's I would vex from day dot. Secondly, to be considerate,
how could you call your existence?
How could you your existence?
No. Obviously, not like it. But you know what I mean. Like that's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Second,
that was just like ah.
Secondly, you not got to space out your weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, you good? Like our mum,
it got spaced out. Our sister's been married how many years? Like over a decade.
So your mum said 50k, yeah. About. She ready? 50k, what, 100k for that?
She
ready?
She's screaming. She's screaming.
If you two just happen to meet the loves of your life,
yeah, she's just screaming.
Wait, I was about to say, has mom been on you? Mom's case about
been
it?
On me about it. She keeps saying, "Oh,
look at Frankie's."
What about Frankie's?
Look at Frankie's face.
She's not in the house, innit?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Shut up.
All the energy on you
now, bro. On me, it's like. Or you guys are going out, you're hanging out with your friends. All your friends, you make friends with all these guys that you should be dating. Oh. I get that.
Nah, Dre is, yeah. I don't know. It's just hearing that from your mum, yeah. That is how lit you are. That's just different kind of pressure. Like, love me, man.
Do you think our parents' generation, yeah, were as like specific about that stuff, like when it comes, because I feel like our age group here are very much like, oh, once a guy's my friend, it can't be this or it can't be that. Whereas I feel like our parents,
they want a vibes, man.
Yeah,
like vibes,
your vibe.
We're not vibes.
You know what I'm saying, like
we're the ones that are ruining it, bruv.
Yeah. I said to someone the other day, yeah, I literally said to someone the other day, like girls have this thing where they like assume once you're friends, yeah. Like that everything's locked off. And I said, listen, unless you're in my close
circle,
yeah. As a girl, yeah. You should never ever count yourself
like this,
out
said,
unless,
bro.
unless you've told yeah, me, yeah. Unless you've told me straight, like,
are you sure?
We're close as hell, yeah. Like circle. Yeah, nothing's locked
off. Yeah, it
is. Yeah.
I'm serious.
Hold on.
I'm serious.
No, I hear it.
Do you actually think, like, your original point is that women think that once you're friends, everything's locked off?
No, I feel like once you're friends, yeah, they don't ever assume that the other person could think something else. Like, they just think that it's just stuck on that just because they think that. These times, men are the ones that move to you half the time.
Yeah, but I think they acknowledge that. I think they know that they're not the people that change the circumstance.
Yeah.
I don't think they know that still. I can't.
They do. Because they're not the one that are making the moves.
It'll be bare shock horror when someone now comes.
They're acting. Yeah, acting, bro.
That's why like, oh, he went and ruined it.
Some of them are just.
Yeah, like, they'll be like, he went and ruined it. And
yeah.
He ruined it because she didn't want him. That's the only reason why it was ruined.
True.
If she wanted him.
That's
very true.
It gets ruined because it's like, okay, a friendship was there first. And yes. Then you obviously, we've decided let's try and change the circumstance. And then once that circumstance doesn't work, you can't really go back to that friendship.
Does it always have to be like that for you? Like,
why does it have to end bad all the time?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like with that, yeah, like...
The thing is, they don't believe what they're about to say. Yeah. You man don't believe.
Is it a thing where, say when you two are dating, for example, yeah, does it have to be that's the intention from the offset? Like, boom. It has to be that you're attracted to this person, you go straight to dating. Or is it a case and where it can be a different type of transition into something else?
I think it can be.
Yeah.
You just can't go back to what it was. And that's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, you just can't go back.
But it depends.
Go back to what it was.
In what sense?
But like the only thing that I'm saying, so
can't be friends with
her. As per your point,
no. No, you can. Just not.
You can be civil.
You can't be civil. You can't be dark.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. Yeah. It's not to the same level.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I didn't say anything.
No, because you looked at me like I was talking rubbish. What do you?
No.
You
can't go
back. I think you can because regardless, like you won't see each other all the time. You don't see each other every day. Like so, really, we're already separated. It's not like we live together.
Yeah, you'd be civil.
Yeah, yeah. You could also constitute as being as friends. Like, I mean,
because if you go out and you see them, you're gonna have a little chat. It's fine.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you say that's your friend?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
For me, it's different.
Yeah. If I'm civil, it's like hi.
That's okay. You're okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're.
Your
can't go back, because obviously the level that it would have been at before, I'm assuming would have been, yeah, it would have been a lot tighter. So that was just not the
fact. Now, just because you've gone out on a couple dates with them and tried to discover something, or you saying gone the whole way?
If you've gone the whole nine yards, then it's mad. But if you got on a couple dates and you realize nah, this ain't really it, then you can go back.
Because the thing is with the whole 9 yards thing, like what, one day I'm gonna tell you what do you wanna go to cafe or something like that? You're not gonna do that. Yeah. Like, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
Like what's there for me? Do you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
When Wesley gets rattled, bro,
such a
he'll bring down the whole world, bro. He'll bring down the whole world, bro.
He's got Chipotle.
Chipotle.
I've never had that.
Hot bread is on the up and coming. Okay, thank you.
You know how many years you've been saying that, by the way.
Five minutes, bro.
Bro, a lot have been saying that Watford is.
Growth takes time. Time.
Takes time. Chipotle's. He's like had Oceana, and that was it. That was it.
Don't look at me. I don't live there.
Like Keith Lee.
So don't look at me. I don't live there.
But yeah, no, you can't. Yeah, like you could be cool, but you're not gonna be the first number that someone shouts.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Hey. And also, I'll be like, don't call me. Like, there's no need to be calling me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had a few like.
Detail. That hotline bling.
Yummy mommy 96.
It was gonna land at some point. I think you can still be cool and like whatever.
Yeah.
But I like brush things off my shoulders. I don't really care.
Still so be cool, what if but my man's you can't. Harboring hate in his heart, bro.
Not about the hate. That's between you and God. Like, what's
that
to do with me?
Angry needs to be to do that drive. Flipping hell.
With certain babes, though, I think it's in man them's best interest to cut certain babes off. 100%.
But like, if we're gonna clarify, you need to give context. That's
okay.
There we go.
You give the context. Then.
Give context. That
context to what?
My man who drove with rage in his heart.
He didn't drive with rage. Okay, so let's give the story then, okay? Because I feel like I need to clarify what actually happened.
Yeah, for the people that don't know.
Okay. So, yes,
grave
I was
mistake,
dating
man.
Somebody and and
put this child in front of this.
And yeah, they did a bit of a lengthy drive after.
Say where it was.
Can we specify how long
that specify? That baits out, so I'm not just in case. So
how about I can't lie. I think if he hears this, if he just happens that he knows this about him,
yeah,
I'm not going to lie to you.
So just say the when,
or just say like the mileage, the journey time. I don't know.
What's the journey time? What's Slough? Let's say like Slough to King's Cross. I don't know how long that takes. I'll check it. Go check it for me.
Oh, what? So he originated from
Slough.
Oh my god,
originated.
That's where he was.
I said originated,
and then he finalized in
Watford,
and then went back to.
Slough.
Oh my god.
No. So he was in Slough for event, I guess. Like
right.
Oh, okay.
And then obviously came to King's Cross, picked me up, went to Colindale first to get to get my house key, and then from Colindale to Watford.
That's so much
mileage. So obviously the context being that I tried to like spin the rock and he was just kinda like
dummy.
It's too late.
So aggressive.
No, but it's dumb behavior, bro.
Because like to me in that aspect, I'm thinking, okay, like you're cool, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a dummy fan because.
No, not you.
Hey, that's an apple.
Okay, fine. So
I feel like everyone thought you were calling her.
Fam.
Yeah.
I didn't even understand how you could have been calling anyone else a dummy, but cool.
By the way, that's them calling you a dummy.
I get that. Yeah. So then
I agreed.
So then
I did agree, so no.
You guys think that he hated me. He didn't hate me because we were still talking after that. It was like a couple few weeks after, I want to say like 3 to 6 weeks.
When it was time Frank's to pay quick, for his credit card.
But Frank, quick, yeah, you think that men that don't, that men that hate you don't talk to you?
Why would you hate
first?
Oh, no, but like, what did
you not sound like some rookies over here?
You did not tell me what I did. Like, hate is a strong word.
Yeah. Hate.
Strong
word.
It's true. I hate that.
No, I hate.
Hate.
Men,
well, no, not
women.
Not,
they hate all the time.
Yes,
see it.
Hate
every
daily
day.
Basis.
You guys,
they marry them
therapy,
too.
If that's what you're doing.
A lot of brothers do.
Oh,
yes,
yeah, I agree. I agree.
100%.
I agree with you.
Somebody you hate,
bro.
We're not talking about us. I would not. Be
yeah, I'm just saying in general. Why?
I've done it at least once in my lifetime.
I probably have.
I've done it at least once.
Oh, for what reason?
I'm talking about me.
Probably.
Is it to get some sort of satisfaction? When you're talking to that person that you hate.
I mean, you only talk to them if they have something.
So dumb,
yeah, like in you. That, there's something innately that love. They offer you in said scenario. Mm-hmm. It could be physical. For the most part, it'll probably be physical if you're calling a spade a spade. But yeah, no, it's very possible.
Oh, we're not talking
it's
about
very
ourselves.
Possible. I've also seen women that have gone to chat to brothers that they hate.
I cannot do that. You will tell that I hate you if you're messaging me. And I'm missing you.
Women
back.
Do it more for men they dislike, you know. They do the whole the better the devil you know type thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like once a babe hates you, yeah. Okay, please calm down. But I think once the babe hates you, bro, you flipping know that shit, bro.
Bro.
Yeah. But I think at that point.
Why are you doing podcast hands? What's
I think at that point, that's when it becomes even more interesting, though.
He's sicko.
You're sicko. Get off the mic.
He's
bro.
A sicko.
This guy called me to do podcast clips, bro. What do you mean, bro? Sound bites and that, bro. That's when it becomes more interesting.
Why is it interesting? Why is it interesting?
It's more of a challenge. Or maybe it's just the way I'm set up in my personality. I like
a challenge,
bro.
Dre is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not act brand new. You know exactly what he's talking about.
No, bro, doesn't mean it's right. What?
No, but we're not talking about morality here. We're just saying what the situation is, what it is.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So
it's sickle.
You find excitement from the challenge.
Look at smile.
The challenge.
Yes, smile.
You find excitement from the challenge.
You are ill.
From women that dislike you.
You are ill.
Yes. I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest. Yes, I like.
And what level of dislike we talking about? Like we talking about dislike that
okay.
you caused?
No, 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 like they don't know. What
you know
what
it is. You know it is. I think it's because
I'm asking.
You know, even though they dislike you, you know they really love you, though. Do you get?
Tell
like you know what it is. No.
Tell them.
I'm thinking about it now. The dislike is on the surface, and it's like, baby,
exactly. Once I get,
baby, you know you don't mean it. You know you don't mean it. Let's get there.
No, bro, Dre is, and sometimes the hate is delayed, bro. I've told you, man, about the situation where there was someone that we never spoke, just whatever, blah, blah, cool.
What's whatever, brother? Man tried bum his way out of it, bro. Like.
So, no, someone I used to chat to in it, cool, time ago, bro. And then one time I saw her at her party. Bro and mum, we hadn't spoken since I last saw her. And then I said, hi. She said, don't talk to me. I said,
wait, did she invite you to her party to say
it
don't
was
talk to me?
A joint thing with her and her sister. You know exactly who it is. A joint thing with her and her sister. And I've gone, bro, like this time had passed. It's gone like a good 6 months had passed at this point, maybe. Yeah. I've gone and just say, hi, you're right. Don't talk to me.
Wow.
I said, Kai. What did you say? I was like, okay. Like I was rattled, bro.
I can imagine.
I was rattled. But I was like, I don't think she ever liked me. Like, as a human being, I don't think this person ever liked me. I'm being so serious. Like when I look back, you know, in hindsight, looking back, like, bro, I don't think she likes me as a human being.
That is funny.
I was like, calm. Said nothing. Cool.
It happens,
I bet though.
Ain't, hey, bro. It is. Yes. What it is.
Straight
to the point.
Like that, but I
like
that she did that.
You're what?
What?
Sorry.
I am too nice.
Say it again.
To do that. I'm too
no, it's true.
Nice.
No. Honestly,
yeah.
Honestly,
I forgot who he was talking
exactly.
about. Sorry.
No, because deep it, like, the last time I said bye to said person was amicable. Yeah, cool. See you later.
Okay.
That's it. Nothing had actually happened. It was, I just
in
don't
your
think.
Mind.
What are you talking
about?
Okay.
For
okay.
you,
okay.
you didn't do nothing.
You didn't do anything, but to her, clearly something happened.
I swear.
Again, in your mind.
Did you ever find out?
No, but you know women are.
I'm sure we've even spoken, like, after that.
They can be a bit local.
That's not proof, bro. It's never proof.
No, no, bro. Okay, okay.
So I don't know how that confusing women are. Yeah, a woman speaking to you.
Why do you add Twitch?
A babe speaking to you alone is not proof enough for anything.
On God,
anything, bro. It is not proof of anything. A woman speaking to you every day is not proof of anything.
No, no, it wasn't even, bro. It was literally
she,
like,
just proof
no,
she can multitask.
Proof that she has done
multitask. I'm just saying that we've spoken. After she said, so hey man, listen, people can talk to people they hate, innit? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
they absolutely despise.
That is a bit weird.
People can do a lot with people they despise. That's the main.
It probably even gives you more incentive. Like you want this person to burn, you want it to hurt eventually.
That's a bit weird though, isn't it?
Yes,
no, it's very strange.
That's
what
I'm saying. That's why your therapy point wasn't like that.
Yes.
Yeah, and we agreed with you.
Yeah.
That is weird. It should, like, bro, you look at this person like.
It shouldn't be like that.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's why I told you that you did it because of
the fuck out my face.
Fam.
I don't see how you could ever want to even keep someone that you hate. Why would you want to keep them around?
He's a good man, Savannah.
A good man. Good man. Yeah. But me,
where are you now?
Be like, I don't know. I feel sick if someone is
where are you now?
Where are you now?
I hate. Yeah. I hate you and you can't touch me. I just feel you're disgusting. Like, I can't talk to you.
Is hate a strong word?
Yeah,
how do you end up hating?
Yeah. Just to say, like, in life, there's actually not many people I think I hate.
Yeah.
I don't hate anyone.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think. I don't really hate.
I don't think I hate anyone.
Or strong dislikes then. Strong dislike. Yeah, like, but even that's you know, that's still jacked up though. That's still jacked up, bro. Some of you strongly dislike.
And what's the stage of hate like? Do you go straight to hate? Or do you just kind of like,
gradually.
Kind of like, dislike?
I mean, you can go straight.
Ooh, really?
If there's a big action,
yeah,
you can go straight to hate.
Because think about it, I think.
No, you can't go straight to hate.
Yeah, because I think to go straight to hate, you have to like, no, you wouldn't, because you have to deep what's actually happened.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be a build up.
Yeah.
No, I think it depends on the violation as well.
If the vial is that bad.
Yeah, if the vial is that bad.
Yeah, of course.
That bad.
Yeah, but I think it'll only be that quote unquote hate once you deep that this is actually what's happened. To get. Because you can be angry in a time.
But what if you deep it instantly?
Oh, then
in that moment, you say,
that's a
ching! Wow! Hate, that's violation! Hate skyrocketing.
Hate can be mistaken for a very strong dislike. I don't think they're that. Yeah. They're that different from each other. It's just the like literal details that would make you say, okay, cool. I hate this person, innit?
But I think you can go to hate. Well, for me anyway, personally, like I said, I'm growing. I think you can go straight to hate, and then
this babe will be growing until she's 60. Right?
And then
that cop out.
You might be able to come down.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I can go straight to hate.
That's how I feel like hate has to be gradual, because I feel like once you get to hate, I feel like that's permanent. Mm. Do you get it? So like, even if there is a violation, I feel like it's one of them ones
like
where
no going back with
you could calm down from that violation and be like, okay, cool. You don't fuck with that person no more, but obviously you're over the situation. So the hate might not sit in your heart. If you know what I mean? To hate someone.
Yeah, that's
but that means
that's
it's in your heart forever.
Heavy, man.
Like forever it's in your heart. It's not going nowhere.
As a hater, I know.
I think I've only got one person that I can say that I hate. Other than that, it's just like, I don't really care.
Damn.
Oh, for the good number.
It's not who you love. It's not who you love again.
That is hilarious.
It's actually our list of individuals that it could possibly be.
Yeah.
It's actually true.
Out of everyone here, your list is longest. Of
long. Wow. Jeez.
Does that say more about me or them?
Am I?
I think it's a bit of both. Yeah. I think it's a bit of both. Yes, I think it's a bit of both.
What do you think about situations?
Yeah, but I just want
to. I do agree with that.
It's just like that Balotelli. Like, why always me? Like, why? Bro.
There could be something about you. That's like, just not that.
I've identified it. I'd like, this is me. I don't know if.
Yeah, I think you're a great guy.
Could be. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing I've identified. Like, why is it always Ryan that gets in these situations with people? But there could be that none of us have identified. That's
coincidence.
I think not.
And that's why when you get in these situations, you can't ask your mum, you know. Because if you ask your parents, they'll just say, oh, they're just jealous. And you'll never gain any clarity, fam.
Just tell
but I be thinking about it sometimes. But then when I really deep a lot of the situations, yeah.
Could be bad luck. It could be
bad luck.
Just be bad luck.
Oh.
Maybe a bad judge of character. Woo! Because at least you know that's you.
Yeah, that's you.
Listen, I've been in therapy, yeah. And that is one thing that I've identified.
Ah, hallelujah.
You're bad judge of character.
In a certain sense, but not in, I think it's in a way where it's like, I have a bad thing of giving people the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, no. Initially, when someone says something, if you don't give me a reason to doubt you, then it's a lot of energy for me to doubt you from the very offset. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you benefit of the doubt, and then shit happens after that, innit?
So you see, I feel like I'm like that as well, but I think the difference is I'm a lot less friendly. When I give someone the benefit of the doubt, I kind of still give them a benefit of the doubt, but they're still a very far distance away from me. But you can give someone the benefit of the doubt while still be allowing them to get that bit closer to you.
But it depends on, I guess it's because of my, what I do. Like a lot of the relationships have to be a certain way. There has to be a certain level of closeness.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's why I guess they get a lot closer. I guess when it's everybody else, bro, like, I'm not like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, is what it is.
Choose wisely. Next time. Maybe run it by us first.
I'm dead.
I'm a great
agony aunt fan.
Has anyone else here done therapy?
Yeah.
Has anyone else here done therapy?
I thought about it. I'm actually.
No, but I would like to.
I thought about it as well. I don't feel like I have any problems,
how the flip can you think you don't?
I don't think I have problems. I think I'm fine.
Hold on. Finding like.
Okay, I know my problems.
That's a bigger issue.
Why is that a bigger issue?
Why do you think you know your problems?
Because why not?
Because
Dre is. Let me rule you.
Why can't I know my own problems?
Sunday has grown to be quite self-aware.
Fam.
Over the last. Wait.
No.
wait. Relax. Sunday has grown to be quite self-aware. However, you know your problems. Yeah. And the fact that you've not run to therapy already in itself is a problem.
No. Because I don't feel like my problems are changing or affecting me. Do you get? I feel like everybody has flaws. No one's going to be perfect. Yeah. Do you get? So if you need to feel like you need to fix every single flaw, even though it's not affecting you on a day-to-day basis or in certain situations, like let's say I had a flaw and I feel like it was affecting me at work or it was affecting me in my family or it was affecting me in a relationship, then I'd be like, all right, cool, I need to do something to change it. But if
it's not affecting you,
or if it's not affecting if it's affecting the people around me, then indirectly it's going to be affecting me. Do you get?
Sunday, you see when we were saying earlier about like people smelling and they get like nose drunk,
Yeah.
It's the same shit, bro.
No, it's not. I can say the same shit.
I'm telling you, I'm in the middle of it, bro.
No.
That I think like
the fuck?
When you really deep how complex or come to terms with how complex we are as humans, and the amount of things that affect us, but we don't necessarily, they're not momentous. Like not everything that happens to us is like some big thing that we can remember.
Yeah.
And we can say, yeah, that was the moment in which I changed, innit?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, like some of the stuff that I didn't think necessarily changed me as a person is legit, like not wrecked my life, but it's definitely, bro, so changed it's, the it's, whole so, thing,
you
bro.
Overthink situations now that you've been to therapy though.
Bro, like it's a weird one, bro. Like, all right, two weeks ago, yeah. Was the first time, I think it was maybe like my seventh session, maybe my sixth, yeah. And that was the first time where the therapy hit me. And I'm talking like I'm at work and I'm feeling every single emotion that you can think of just by standing, bro. It was so weird, fam. It's like everything was coming to me at once. And obviously, ever since that therapy session, I've made certain decisions in my life that I think I've overthought a lot. And I just made those decisions, whether it be cutting people off or whether it be doing this, that. So you do, like, to a sense, you do overthink things a lot, but then there's other things that you think about less and you become a bit erratic to the point where you're like, this feels bad, let me lock it off. But then I'm not necessarily taking the time to, like, actually think about maybe other solutions for things before I get to the end goal, if that makes sense.
Is the point to fix things or, like, manage them, though?
That's what I want to know.
This is what I'm saying.
I don't really know what it is.
Management, bro. I don't think any.
I thought the fixable, point was just bro. To understand, to be honest.
And what about if you feel like you understand yourself quite well already?
Yeah, but being fixable, yeah, would. If every human was fixable, that means that there would be one point of reference.
Mm-hmm.
Which there isn't.
But my thing is that I don't feel like I need to be fixed. Do you get it? Like, I can understand there might be certain things.
You're not supposed to think that.
No, you're but it's
not
okay.
supposed to think that.
Okay, cool.
I didn't realize I was broken until I got into.
So why did you decide to go into therapy?
I had too much shit going on, man.
So you are feeling something. I guess the case of struggling to deal with your emotions, struggling to deal with your thought processes, and struggling to deal with how to handle certain situations.
No, but that wasn't it though, because it wasn't all just based on my present. This is my thing, bro. Oh, yeah.
But if it's about your past,
something in the present,
triggered
you.
Do you get it?
I feel the need to go and do this.
I don't necessarily.
Not necessarily. So a lot of people.
If something happened to you,
told me about how it had kind of helped them. Yeah. You don't know how I am. You think I'm walking around thinking that I've got an issue? Like, yeah, cool. I'm not perfect, but I'm not walking around thinking that I've got issues and.
It just depends on your perspective though, because bro. I think Tunde, you're looking at it as you have to be broken or something has to be wrong with you in order for you to go to therapy.
I think for you to feel the need to go, then they'll like, because as I said, I thought about going to therapy just because I feel like it'll be interesting.
Feel the need though.
What is it?
So you don't feel
the
need.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be interesting just to find out about certain things. There might be something that I do, and I can understand why I do that. It may not change what I do, but I can understand why I do it. Do you get it? So that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like per se I need therapy, because I feel like, bro, like anything that I do, I kind of understand why. You don't think I don't, but you don't forget that I studied psychology, bro, for quite a few years. So even,
I'm not questioning what you think, you know. You're allowed to think what you think about.
It sounds like you're questioning about.
You're allowed to question what you think. And I think there's probably a lot more people, including myself, that think exactly that way. Like, when I first thought about therapy and doing therapy, it was never an issue where bare things were going wrong in my life. Not at all. Like, I thought, I was more like you, where it was like, this should be interesting. Let's see what it is that can get cracked here or whatever. Cool. I was gonna say that still. But when I happened to eventually get into it when other things were happening to me, of course. But that wasn't the push. Like, it was just my biggest thing, even when it was an initial thought, my biggest thing was that I didn't want to walk away from therapy resenting anybody. And that included my family, that included anybody.
What did that mean?
It could have been anybody. It could have been you lot. It could have been anybody.
Wait.
Because it was the unknown, the fear of the unknown, basically.
Is that your final goal? You don't want to walk out from therapy resenting anyone?
That was it now. That was it before.
Is that still the case?
Now?
They even pescula, not killing nothing, fam.
Now it's not the case, no.
Okay.
Now it's not the case.
It's gross.
I feel like some people, when I heard some people talk about therapy, they was afraid to be called the villain in someone's story. Me, for example, I never had that issue. I didn't care about being the villain. Bro, I don't care. I don't care about being the villain in someone's story. Yeah, I think everyone is in someone's story.
It's also not nice if you were to find out you were the villain in someone's
story. But if I care enough.
So many people have been the villain in someone's story.
I feel like everyone here has been the villain in somebody's story.
Bro.
I'm no one's villain.
That's cap. Very stupid. That's cap. That is absolutely utter
cap. Your roommate is staring at you.
I'm trying to figure out.
Honestly,
it doesn't even mean that you have to have.
Have you physically harmed people before?
No, but going back to
yes,
your
I point, have, but that's not the point. It's not the fact that whether I physically harmed anybody or not.
You physically harmed someone, but you're not the villain. So yeah.
I'm
Batman.
Vengeance. Vengeance is mine.
The person was the villain for them to get harmed. I don't understand.
That's not the point though. That's your theory.
He said the person that got harmed is the villain.
Hold on, Paul. Hurry. Can I just say something? Thanos thought that if he snapped his fingers and chopped the entire universe population in half, he was in the right of doing that.
Yeah, I know.
So you know that's all subjective, right?
Okay.
So you think if you pummel somebody, yeah.
But because in your world they did something.
They did something to
they
you.
Are the villain.
Granted,
but
that's
then,
fine.
But they did do something.
Okay, but then
yeah, if you
fire enough.
Okay, but if you twist it,
so they don't think they did anything to get
no, pummeled. But it's not about that. You pumped her up, bro. I don't understand how you think.
She said the N-word exactly.
Fine, fair
but
enough.
In her world, you're the villain. You're the villain. Bro.
Even when she called you the N-word, you were the villain.
She didn't call me the N-word. She called my friend the N-word. Yeah,
okay, hear it. Understood. Understood.
Yeah, no, but you're.
Right. I'm going to
show you right because I agree with why you did it.
In the other person's story. In the other person's story, you
have autonomy of someone else's story.
So when it's your kind, is the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, all of us.
Wait, aside
someone
from violence.
Slime, man.
aside from
when
violence,
I saw it first, I was dramatic.
In general, I don't think I was villain anyone. Sorry. You, man, maybe, I believe, because of the women that maybe dealt with.
I'm not a villain.
No, hold on.
I think we're talking about relationships. Some girl said to you, don't chat to me. So I think you're the villain.
I'll be honest, I did not think her. I did absolutely.
Again, like, no, but Shay's definitely been a villain. You've all been a villain. I've all been a villain.
No, I've been a villain, just not to her.
Shay's Dr. Doom, bro. Shay's Dr. Doom.
I've definitely been a villain. No, actually, I have not. I'm so sorry.
Not been a villain?
No, not to that extent.
Pardon you?
Not to that extent. What the heck? Definitely. I was always open, honest, and transparent.
Okay, but either way, like,
a lot of scenarios.
Should be nice people, guys.
What?
Should be nice people, guys.
Okay. I feel I am.
At your core, you should always be nice, man.
I feel like I am.
Yeah.
I think Tunde, no, Tunde at his core.
He literally said he's not friendly.
Yeah, no, I'm not
friendly. But Tunde at his core is a nice person.
Yeah. I agree.
At his core.
To reiterate that bit,
at its core,
he is. I think that's everybody.
Yeah, not everyone. I feel like some people are just inherently not that.
She said everyone here.
Oh,
I was about to say, huh?
I know you meant just like everyone in general.
Who's he talking about?
I was gonna say who.
No.
But at the end of the day, if in someone else's story,
the fact that you would think it was you is bare fun.
in someone else's story, you can be terrible. They choose you to be.
Yeah.
Whatever they paint you as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you might not agree.
But also, I believe in forgiveness. Everyone should just have forgiveness in their heart. Hate, dislike, all of that stuff. It irritates my spirit.
It doesn't.
It really irritates my spirit. So I'd rather just be like.
And vengeance as well, cool.
Yeah.
I think that's a bad trait.
Yeah.
I don't love revenge.
Have that energy, you know? Like, whenever I look at that Renee video, yeah, I always think, like,
this is the one
where she ran after Vanessa, yeah? I always think.
Where are you?
Yeah. Like, we joke about it, and rightly so, yeah. But, like,
rage, bro.
That level of rage, yeah. Remember how Grabs described it the other day, bro? Like, that level of rage, yeah.
Who?
You must say Grabs.
Oh, sorry, wait.
Grabs!
Cut that out.
Grabs!
Oh. Woo!
Man took Grabs. Off. One letter and added two.
Wow.
Wait.
And then moved another one and replaced it with a B.
Grabs.
Wow. I can't, like, everyone thought he was about Gabs. So I thought you were saying, you were trying to say Gabs.
No. You done more.
That was what he was trying to say.
Oh, sorry. When he said.
Damn, you slow as hell.
I'm here giving you credit. I thought you were changing the subject. Keep going. Maybe not.
What was I even saying? Yeah, when she said that she hopped out the whip and she roared, yeah. Like, oh, no, bro, like, this is the type of rage.
Do you know this
that,
is like, someone roars?
No.
Is that you?
Do you know people in, like, primary school used to psych themselves up to do stuff? Yeah, like that.
Them men that used to think anger problems are ADHD.
I don't think you should allow yourself to get that angry. Like,
yeah,
100%.
Unless someone's laid hands on.
Yeah.
Even then, I don't know how much anger that can take out of me these days, bro. I'll be honest with you, man.
These days, yeah. Back in the day, baby.
I'm saying that.
If you lay hands
off
fam, I will wild
out. I know how I
that's
can
what I'm
be.
Saying. I was.
Yeah,
you see why? That's why I was cutting my eyebrows. No, I ain't who I think.
Unless the person looks like they'll absolutely finish me. I'm wilding out, fam. The fuck?
Control that girlfriend.
Hey.
I'm not happy right now.
And she needs to release it. Because how many years ago was that video?
Time ago. That was before lockdown.
And she's still screaming and shouting on live. Like, come on.
I think that's more so you were just raised very different.
She said, cleanse it.
Deliverance. I think she was just raised very odd.
I don't even think. I've seen her mum,
I'm watching her mum live on TikTok and it just seemed quite.
normal. Yeah, because the damage has already been done. The mum might have fixed herself and left a damaged daughter. What the heck?
I hear that, Shay, yeah. But one thing I will say, whenever I talk to my mum always says this thing about they always blame the parents, innit? Mm-hmm. And I don't think everything, not all of us here will know because we don't all have kids yet. But I do feel like there's a separate part, yeah, of your kids that you're not there,
we
bro.
We spend most of our time
you
in school.
You can't even account for it, bro.
Yeah. We spend most of our time
like,
in school, bro.
Do you remember, like, there was always a youth at school that used to be, like, mad behaved. And then their parents will come in, they'll be like...
That's to the parents. Nah.
Do you think so?
I do.
So nah.
If I had something...
Mm-hmm. You think it's you?
And they blame you.
You take...
Yeah. I'll be honest, I agree with Frankie.
Nah.
I agree with Frankie.
No, I do. Should I tell you why? Because, like, you know how I always say that I'm practicing open communication in the house? Mm. Regardless of whether he goes to school and he does... has a little tantrum, if they come and tell me, I have to go to Elijah and be like, what happened? Like, do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? We have to be able to speak about it. Mm-hmm. But people who end up like that, that means that they're not, that means that then
there's no talk, there might not be speech.
They're not going to home and saying, oh, like this happened, or something happened in school and your parents are like, why did you, like start shouting at you rather than asking like, what really happened?
But I think Elijah's age group is going to be the first age group that is going to be able to experience open communication with their parents. We didn't, I would say for the most part, we're a little bit better off than our parents in terms of how we think. And even I can't speak for everybody, but I can't say that I had open communication with my parents like that when I was younger. No, impossible.
We only have it like now because we
sat down.
Because we've really been pushing it like.
Oh, you told her. No, I just told my mom. I just told her.
Literally sat down. So it's like you're contradicting. You're going to. You're going to like see kids who are really like struggling with their parents and they're supposed to be telling me nonsense.
Like, that's cap.
I'm just like, what? So it's now. She's kind of like understanding why we have always consistently fought back, whereas she never understood it why we were always. Yeah.
Sorry,
back.
Do you know how funny that is? Yeah. She's going to them like, tell me about your problems today. And she's got me and said, shut up! That's crazy!
She needed an escape, innit?
That's crazy!
And that was only recently, though. That was like, last year, I think we sat down and had that conversation.
Yeah, okay, so that was last year. Do you feel like at any stage you guys have I don't really need to have a conversation per se. I think uni helped me a lot because I remember before I went to uni, like me and mum would just argue that all the time. And I think, man. So that uni was definitely the break we needed because when I came back, I felt like she understood that. One, my brother doesn't speak that much, innit? So now the house is bare quiet. And two, he don't.
No, Bradley ain't a man of many words.
He's just like, yeah, man. So that's what we needed. So it wasn't really a conversation per se, but it was kind of like an understanding, okay, yeah, this is what life is like now. And we're older to talk things out when there's an issue. Do you know what I'm saying? Like right now, we talk a lot, do you know what I'm saying? But before... Nah, man.
I think a time will come as well when our kids are grown up and they'll have to educate us on the
exactly.
Growing up in the world. So I think even though we're thinking at the moment it's going to look a certain type of way or we're going to have to be with our kids a certain type of way, the world's changing all the time. Mm. So by the time they're our age, they're going to looking at us like we're dinosaurs. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They'll educate us as you guys have done with your parents. So.
What have you had to teach? What would you say is one of the biggest lessons you've had to teach your own parents?
That their way is not necessarily right. Like, I just think that, especially my mom, mainly my mom, she's kind of been taught that, okay, I do things in this way, and because it's worked thus far, that means it is correct. So when something different when something different happens, I'm like, this happens because of this. So I'm not saying that you're always wrong. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that
it's different.
Maybe the way that I'm doing it is different to you. And but that's okay.
Right. Yeah. Same result.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, that's generally okay. And I think I had to proper get down to my head, fam. You just weren't getting it.
Your head's so hollow, bro.
I can't lie, that was a loud noise.
Why was that so loud?
That was a loud noise.
No. Hey, if that picked up on the mic, bro, the hell?
I think for us, it was like, you need to communicate because obviously we're all girls. It's always like, oh my god, can you believe mom did this? Oh my god, can you believe she did this? Oh my, and everyone's like talking. So me and I was like, nah. Everyone yes, say what you want to say to this other. Person because there's no like Chinese whispers. There's so no mom said this.
It's real twin.
It's real twinny right now, bro.
You know what I mean? So then, like, that was what the original issue was that we've gone and told each other things that they've said, or that this person said this about this person said this about you, this person said this. They didn't like that. And they were like, you shouldn't come and tell them that they said this. And I was like, then don't come and tell me that you that that's how you feel about somebody. Because I'm going to go and tell them, mom said, I'm going to say to my older sister, mom said you did this. And I believe this is wrong. And I agree with mom, or that, yeah, mom's wilding out a little bit kind of thing. I'm like, everyone just communicate rather than...
And what makes it worse is that we're still teaching our older sister. Like, if you deep it... She's also carried whatever has come from mum's generation.
Straight and I was like, babe, so like,
we're trying to help our nephew because obviously he's
like, we're like 17, isn't it? Yeah. So we're trying to help him by teaching her, but she's not
stuck.
Trying to hear
she's
it either.
Stuck. She's stuck. Mama's even evolved, but she's stuck. Like, there's no going back for her, to be honest.
So yeah, that like even the other day, mum was like, oh, are you going to hoover the living room before you leave? And I was like, would you like me to hoover the living room? She was like, "Are you? Did you not see what I said?" I said, no. Would you like me to hoover the living room?
I hear that.
I was just like, if and then she was like, so you didn't see it. And I was like, that's not what I'm asking you. I was like, if you want me to do it, I don't mind doing
just
it.
Just ask me though.
Yeah.
I was like, just ask me. And so I was like, so would you like me to do it? She was like, yes, please. I said, cool. And I went, I said, I did it. And that was it. That's it.
Our parents love the passive aggressive.
Yeah, so that's the main argument I have with my mom, because she's like, oh, stuff like that. Or I think it'll be good if you did this. Or I'll be like, but you haven't asked me though. Mm. Or like, why didn't you? But you didn't ask me. How am I meant to know? I shouldn't just know.
So then
like,
they think, are you blind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Everything they think, are you blind?
And I'm just like, why do you need to say that?
Mine's more to turn off the light. Like, bro, like you could just say, oh, till you turn off the light. Oh, why the light on? Did you not see that you left on the light, bro? Just tell me turn off the light. I forgot. Clearly, I forgot. I'm not leaving on the light for no reason. Just fucking tell me that. Can you turn off the light and I'll turn it off? What the fuck? Like, we're just coming to complain. It's like, no, go away. Yeah, my parents say like shit.
I'll have respect for you, obviously, because you're my mom or you're my parent. But also have respect for me, like, facts. Not a baby anymore. Yeah. Like, I don't live at home. They like, there's other things facts. Going on. Like, I understand why sometimes. You know, you might be, when I was younger, you might be annoyed why I didn't clean because I've gone to work.
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
Blah, blah, blah. So I get it. But also realize that now I'm at the age where I've gone to work all week. So exactly. I'm not thinking, the TV's dusty. Like, oh, let me go. Like, I'm thinking about how the week is so much stress and I need to like chill. Like, that's literally just what it is. It's hard. I think it's a journey, but like, now I've moved out, I don't really need to deal with it, even though she likes to call me.
I think it's a lot better once you've moved out.
Yeah.
My brother now, I feel like he can just talk to my parents just about anything, just because, I don't know, just because it's like the magic wand, bro. Not under the same roof no more, he can just talk, bro. Me? It just feels like it's a fight every every single. Do you know what it is? Maybe because I get irritated by small shit. No, maybe just I don't. Actually, I do. No, I do. I get irritated by small shit. But
slap it.
Sometimes she just jarring.
Know, like a double bug. Bro. I don't know what that is, bro.
Double bug. But yeah.
But that's the thing. I feel like as a generation, we're getting better in some ways and worse in others.
Yeah.
Because I feel like maybe in a family setting, we're kind of learning the importance of communication, but maybe in general communication with our peers and people that have opposing views to us,
we lack compassion.
That
bro.
Is completely X'd. Like, people cannot hear the viewpoint of someone who does not agree with what they believe.
And if people like, don't agree with them as a consensus, now you're like proud. In damnation. Yes. Like, it's like, bro, you shouldn't speak again. That type of thing. Yeah.
I've been wondering for a minute now. Yeah, why does everybody wants everyone to be one way, bro? And it's scary. Like,
I have to
use women as an example. So, for example, like, let's say, you lot do bare things, man.
But
I'm talking about on the internet in itself, innit? So it could be something silly, like, you lot might find one guy attractive. Like, let's say Jonathan Majors, for example, yeah? This is a perfect example.
A strong black man.
All right, you're saying that, yeah? You're saying that, and then another babe... This guy. One babe will say that, and then another babe will say that she doesn't see what you see, and then it will actually turn into this...
Your fight.
This fight of why you believe that he's attractive, and that's how you end up with old photos being brought up of him, and they're now comparing it to the new ones.
He's just chilling.
Like he's not even on the internet, by the way.
He don't even
have Twitter, but it's like little things like that. Like, bro, you're allowed to have different opinions and you still live the same life. Like it's actually okay. Like
that's apart from when your opinions are a bit mad though.
When your opinions are mad, I hear it. Like, but I think
generally they're like consensually mad, like everyone.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think we should even be able to agree as a society as what the mad opinion is. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember some guy was trying to come, you know, them random when they have those signs like, oh, come talk to me about this or debate me about this. And this guy was trying to come and he thought it would be right to basically say why he should be able to touch kids. It was mad, bro.
What?
It was crazy, bro.
That's a they're trying to legalize, what's it? They added it into the, you know, the,
there are certain communities that attempt to legalize paedophiles.
Yeah. I don't know how to word it.
Sorry?
Yeah.
But then this is the thing. I mean, this is the thing, yeah. This is the problem with objective morality, yeah? Because you have to ask yourself the question as to who draws the line where.
Yeah, and
that is the ultimate problem with an objective morality. When we say, okay, this is okay, this is okay, by our standards as people, but then you have certain societies where it's okay to kill a woman because she didn't dress correctly on an Instagram video.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so where does it stop? Do you know what I mean? That's the ultimate problem with it. Because then you got mad people like, yeah. Literally you're saying, oh, but if she's meant, man literally said on camera, if she's mentally mature, then this should be okay. Like he literally's like live on face, live and direct in the thing. Bro, it was crazy. So it's, but then, like I said, I believe that as a society, we should be able to kind of discern. No. Do you know what I mean? Like that, no, sorry.
I said if she's mentally
but I feel like that one's so far wrong.
Yeah,
like that one there, yeah, like that's the type of thing that makes me think that there's an agenda for it. As in like, there must be a lot of powerful people, a big group of them that want that shit.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of and people that, it's just the law that's stopping
them.
That is a general sick.
My man's island, isn't it?
Epstein.
Yeah.
I know that list was a mad thing.
Bro, list was a madness, bro. The CEO of Barclays stepped down in 2021.
That's nuts.
Thingied him because they knew that list. Who was on that list.
I got out my conspiracy theory bag a long time ago, but there's too much happening, bro.
No, now I'll be honest,
It was like 2015, bro.
No, because now it's not conspiracy theories anymore. They're in our face.
Yeah.
It's just that we're just too busy to stay on it. Like, and I'm not going to be the Ghostbuster that chases thing. Bro, I'm sorry. Bro, the Wayfair thing was not a conspiracy. I just want to throw it out there.
Oh, yeah. Where they were doing,
bro, you named all cabins of your furniture after missing kids. Yeah. And you had a secret. Bro,
yeah, remember, that was like 2-3 years ago.
Time ago.
Yeah.
Wait,
so
what?
Basically, so hear me out. It's cool. So you see how like IKEA has names of like a wardrobe can be glang glang flank or something like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Wayfair.
Yeah,
you could have said anything. What was that?
No, but I get what you're trying to do because it's Swedish.
Thank you. So okay, to be honest, I own the Kalax. I actually own one. So I was being ignorant. But anyways.
At least you could have been.
I got a hack for you. Man, I'll tell you later. Anyways, cool. So
loser.
Yeah, so Wayfair had a similar thing. Yeah, so they had wardrobes, and basically what people were doing, they'll take the name of the wardrobe, put it into Google, and then they'll tick the news tab on Google and be like, yeah, missing child with that exact same name. So then this is the part where it got creepy, because at first someone could be like, oh, maybe someone is just finding an inspiration from a weird place. But then they also had objects on a website that was worth 100 times more than what the thing should be valued at. So it'd be a wardrobe for 20 racks.
So they're buying the kids. They're buying the kids off of
that. That was the theory. But I'm like, okay, that is so obvious at that point. And then someone's like, why are Wayfair selling things for 20-30k? And then they take that exact name of the item, put it into Google, and it's a child that was abducted in America like 5 months ago. Then obviously they came out, said no, it's an error on our website. Something like that.
Kids.
I can't remember. Conspiracy theories back in the day would be like mad. Like you had to do some digging. Bro, I'll be honest. Now I didn't even look and I pieced that together in 5 minutes. Like all of the information was shown to me. I didn't look for it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So that's why it's different. Like it's not. So all of this like stuff about agenda and stuff like that. Bro, Barclays is one of the biggest banks in the world and the CEO, the CEO of the total bank that is in control of billions had to step down. Because he was friends with my man before he died and had been going to that island before.
And even like the missing the ships in that as well, JP Morgan. Like,
bro, JP Morgan had, JP Morgan was smuggling drugs for the cartel.
Yeah, that's normal though.
But look how it just goes in the news.
That's not a conspiracy. It just goes away. These are literally things that happen.
It just goes away because you know, like,
rich white men.
Yeah, like they control it all.
Bro, it goes away because I ain't chasing that up.
I'm not chasing that up.
I ain't lose my life for that. What the heck?
From all angles as well. Did you just see that stupid? There was a stupid conversation around. Obviously, Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Mayers have been doing their whole PR run for Creed 3. And they've been calling. It's like they started questioning their relationship. Michael B and Jonathan Mayers. Yeah, bro.
Mainly
like,
off that one photo.
They took one. I'm not gonna lie.
They did a photo shoot. They did a photo shoot where his arm was basically over, man, like hugging man, bro.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Like,
go on today.
No. Like, the way the picture looked is like they could have been in a relationship. However,
what type of relationship, though? Romantic one?
Yeah. But at the same time, it also kind of looked like they could just be brothers as well. Like, you could just tell that there was a close emotional connection.
Bet you any money we can find a picture of all of us together as Mandem. And if we crop it, you'll find something similar, bro.
No. I think I get exactly what Tunde's trying to say. At the end of the day, that is how it could have been seen.
Yeah.
But there's no need to run with it. Yeah. Like, for a split second, you're like, they kind of look like they're scary.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. You just move on. Do you know what I mean? You just literally just move on and it's calm.
Yeah, sometimes you're doing the same.
Anything.
Exactly. Literally.
I think that's what people forget. They have the choice not to say anything. Yes. Like, it's crazy, fam.
Am I the only one that doesn't, I don't even know what, it might sound dumb here, but I don't know what that looks like. Like, so even when we're saying they look like they could have been in a relationship.
I get that. I know why you don't get it.
What's that supposed to mean?
What?
No, he's going to be dumb again.
No. I'm just saying that you were once in a situation that looked very romantic, not with another man, that looked very romantic, but you didn't see that looked very romantic. So I can understand why you may not be able to see. Anyway, never mind.
I don't even know what the hell.
That's right.
But
I think I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did. It's just not something that I saw and thought.
Nothing.
It's not something that I saw and I thought that it was romantic at all. Like, it didn't even come into my brain.
Yeah, fair enough.
But agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree.
Has anyone seen that throuple on TikTok?
TikTok, yes. Oh, they're driving.
I've been watching them all crazy. Morning.
No, I haven't.
It's a guy, one of these high value tiers.
Oh, them the high new value one. It's like a new one.
Yeah, it's a new one. No, but it was funny. I stumbled across it time ago, and it's only now they've started to. So basically, so he was with one. Let's say he's with girl A. Obviously, originally they were just in a relationship. Girl B booked him. Oh, is she? Yeah. Oh, okay. Girl B has booked him for a business consultation thing. Innit? They've had the call, got on. He's flown her out to come see him. They've continued their relationship and he said, I'm with someone else, but I want to be with you too. Obviously, girl A has already said she's down for it, but she said she didn't think it'll be something permanent, but she actually grew to like girl B. So she was like, I'm fine with it. Girl B I think she just came out of a relationship that she said she was bad.
Young as well.
How old is she? I don't even know how old
they are. 30. So him and girl A are 30. Girl B is 20.
Oh, wow.
And when he met her, she was 17, 18.
That's crazy. I've
been studying this morning this whole situation because I can't believe it.
So that's so then I'm on a throuple.
Literally argue with people.
Yes.
People obviously like this thing don't make no sense.
No, but this is the thing. Yeah, this is I find the problem with a hidden
agenda.
No, not even a hidden agenda. Hidden majority.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, see how a lot of the times, I'll give a prime example. When Donald Trump ran for president, everyone's like, there's no chance he's going to win. Boom, you wake up in the morning, he's won. Yeah. When the Brexit vote went through, everyone's like, there's no chance we're leaving the EU. Boom, you wake up, we've left. Cool. There's so many times, and I think he's another example of a hidden majority because there's bare man that are like, that are broke, ugly as hell, bare out of shape, bro, bare stuff wrong. And like, I want that. I deserve that. I want two babes on my arm. Bro, can't provide for yourself and you want to provide for two other people, bro. But what's going to happen is he's going to get bare bread off the back of this.
Yeah.
Because bare men are going to be like, oh my days, what he has, I want. Our ebook for Kevin 20 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He spoke some truth. I can't even lie.
Kevin spoke some truth.
His delivery was incredible.
I never really listened,
but there were some things where it was like when they were trying to make it seem like he was more harsh on women than men. I was just like, I'd seen enough to see that he'd done it with both.
Bro, but just men had enough sets not to dial in.
Yeah, my only issue with all of these little alpha male, whatever the flip it is, bro, you're all just chatting shit for the most part, bro. Like, I actually, like, and I don't know who's more stupid, yeah, the people that actually end up following them,
yeah.
Or question, them themselves, bro.
Question, yeah.
Then, bro.
And just, I want to know what angle you're looking at it from. What angle are you, in terms of, like, what are they saying that's inherently wrong from your perspective?
I think it's just the approach more than anything.
Yeah.
I think I there's some stuff that they say that I guess all the stuff that I don't agree, because I just don't agree with the whole package, I guess.
Pause. I heard that.
So like, I don't pause necessarily
that.
Go.
That was a great pause.
I don't go into to nitpick on what I disagree with or what I do agree with or whatever in it. Like, if you think I'm going to sit there and listen to Andrew Tate, you've lost your mind. Like, what is there for me to listen to? Like, it's really just very, very I think they're stupid. Like, yeah. I genuinely think they are very stupid.
And do you know what's mad? Sorry, Tunde. Yeah. It's about the whole leader thing. Like, why do you now need a leader? And, like, bearing in mind, people are, like, literally prescribed to what they say. So it's like...
A lot of people are lost.
Yeah. Mm. But do you know what I'm saying? So anybody that feels like... Populism is a mad thing. Like, it's a mad thing. That's how Trump won the flipping election. Like, populism literally took a man to become president of the most powerful country in the world, yeah? So to speak.
What's populism?
Hmm?
What is populism?
Like, the popularity of... Popularity. Yeah.
Me that didn't know that.
Oh, I just kind of assumed.
I just wanted to...
Oh, it's... Yeah, I mean, like, you know why? Because during my degree, the... election was happening, that was the term they kept throwing around, so I had to learn it. Yeah, but so I really lost my point, man.
You said populism.
Yeah. So like, people having leaders.
He caught it.
Thank you. He caught it. Anyway, by the way, so that was needed. Well done, Wesley.
No problem. Thank you. But yeah. So the idea that people are like following people is literally just... Yeah, I've lost it.
Never mind. I think for me, the issue is, I feel like it's always, I feel like it's always like the rage behind them, man. Like,
yeah.
Why are you so angry and vexed about these certain things?
You, like, talk a certain
bro,
way.
Yeah, like all the time. Like, just say what you're saying normally. Like, do you know what's even funny? On the way here, I listened to, I think it was 50 Cent's book. I wasn't listening to the actual book, but there's a clip from his book. Yeah. And they're talking about how like now he may possibly want to get into a relationship.
I saw that.
And he was saying that, that the person that he wants to be with, he wants to make sure that they're self-sufficient. But I feel like if one of them man were to say it, the way they would say it would just be so mad. It would be like they're literally violating the woman on the match. Like, oh yeah, you're so bro, you can't do nothing. But bro, you could just say you want a self-sufficient woman.
Because even the way 50 explained it, it's just like, listen, he just doesn't want you to like depend on
exactly
what he has.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
The funny thing is, yeah, cool. What 50 said in that book is not mainstream. And what a lot of these other people have said in their many narratives are. And I think sometimes we forget that they want the clicks.
So yeah.
It comes with that the delivery is the part that gets them the clicks.
Yeah, but I don't care about why. My thing is, that's just why I don't care about it. Yeah, it's just weird. Like, bro.
Yeah, that's one thing I will say that separates them is that they, like, I don't know if it's just me that sees it, but when it comes to women, they definitely have a lot more oomph, like they, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like, even with the guys that call in, yeah, you already know you're gonna attract only a loser's gonna call in. So, all the vim that you're having, we even me saying it now, thinking about it, I'm saying that you're saying the same things and you're having the same energy, but not really, bro, because why would you? The energy that you're giving to a woman just because she's a woman, being the same energy that you're giving to an absolute loser of a man that you know is not gonna do nothing to you, they shouldn't even equate. Yeah. So you're already in the wrong from there, bro. Some big old losers, and you're telling a guy that he's fat when you not, bro, Kevin Samuels was terrible, bro. Terrible, bro. This guy would be telling me, how much you weigh? How old? What was the one he got?
I've actually come to learn. Yeah, I've actually come to learn that that is just a naturally insensitive conversation. That for the most part, there's no value in having.
Yeah,
and I think that's the main part. Is that the inherent truth? Yes. Yeah. The chance of you getting that person that you want is very slim, based on finance, height, fitness, skin color, just those four factors.
Did you say fitness?
Yeah.
Instead of weight.
Yeah.
I don't think every person.
When you know, Dre, it's like, because weight isn't a direct indicator of something.
Yeah, so just those four factors.
Mm. But I've come to learn that it's just a conversation that doesn't really help anyone.
Everyone's just sitting in front of a mic, just talking shit.
Yeah, bro. Say when man said your eggs are expiring, that was crazy, and I can't believe you lot let that slide. By the way,
that is a
when man said your eggs are expiring and you let that slide, oh my god! Wow, that's it. You say you're losing.
Yeah, I feel like you do get back.
You're going back. You going back on?
I know you're gone.
You called man an alligator.
I died on the line. No, I was differently.
And the thing is, I know that one of Brendan. I know that one of Brendan.
Are you fucking mad? Are you fucking mad?
You called me a toad first. And bro. Then you said,
like,
are you fucking mad?
Then he came back. He's mad.
He got two.
No, it's the fact that she said crocodile man. She didn't say he looked like a crocodile. Crocodile man, bro. That means you
made
move.
Up a new superhero.
Your move, bro.
And then when you compared it to, like, what was it? Embarrassing.
No, extraordinary people. Oh my gosh, no.
That's exactly what you were
seeing. You see elephant man and them man. No, that was too funny, man.
Flipping.
Crazy.
I'm glad I did that. Actually, you deserve.
That is too funny. Yeah.
Might have to wrap it up.
Oh, you can wrap up soon.
No, but just last thing. Even on the reality thing, I had a friend message me over the weekend. And she messaged me a thread about married people being insensitive to...
Oh, yeah, to ding couples. Is it ding?
No. She basically was a thread of, like, married people being insensitive to the realities of dating.
Oh, I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't lie, I've been insensitive since I've been single. Do you know what I mean? Because to me as a guy, the concept of dating is very easy. Do you know what I mean? It's not a difficult concept. No, bro, as in things go wrong, yes, but it's a simple concept. Mm. Like, because...
The end result ain't easy, but the concept is very easy.
Because for the most part, as a guy, your options are rather high. Do you know what I mean? You just need to not be absolutely dogged, bro. Like, that's actually it. That's it. Like, bro, I'm not even saying be good looking, even then, average. You can still be below average. Your options are still mad high. Yeah. So as a guy, it's literally find someone you like, consistently talk to them because the bar is in hell that you don't even need to move to them like that. Consistently talk to them. I'm not saying it applies to you.
I don't feel like that, but that don't need to be the bar in hell.
No, the bar is actually in hell because, bro, remember the time when Wesley comes to tell me he asked some girl how her day was? She was like, oh my gosh, she asked how my day
the
was.
Bar's in hell.
Bro, the bar's in hell, bro.
I remember that. I was like,
bro,
like,
yeah. So find someone, consistently talk to them.
What have you been through?
If they're feeling it, it will probably progress somewhere. Go on two dates. When you feel like enough time has passed, ask them to be your partner. And maybe she'll say yes. There we go. Move on. Do you know what I mean? Hey, it's not guaranteed, but if you've done it,
she's still dating you after a long time. If she doesn't say yes,
then
that's why.
Exactly. There we go.
Easy for your time, bruv.
Yeah.
So she sent it to me, and I was like, yeah, kinda, like I've been insensitive about this because for me, one, it's very, very simple. And then also, it's like, if I made the assumption that people come to me looking for the truth, innit? I'm not going to tell you anything. But so if I tell you the truth and then you come back to be like, I'm being insensitive because I told you the truth that you were seeking for, then I don't actually think in that you are looking for the truth. Mm. Therefore, it's not helpful.
You're looking for sympathy.
Do you know what I mean? Therefore, what I believed you came to me for isn't actually helping you in any way, shape or form. That's what I stopped saying. It's very unlikely you find your perfect person. This is the last time I'm going to say it.
That's what you said.
I've been saying it. Better episodes, it's very slim, especially in this case.
There'll always be some flaw.
There's gonna be a compromise. Like, you're gonna have to make a compromise.
Yeah.
There's things in this life and that aren't ideal for you, but you have to literally figure out what your key points are, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah.
But I would say if his salary cuts it down by a mad amount, once again, everyone knows the stat, 80K is top 5%. But people are like, I want someone on 100.
We ain't even split that into black people.
Bro, you know what I mean? That's cool. If you talk about height, average height in the UK for a man is what, 5'7",
I think?
It's 5'8".
It's 5'6".
Is that 5'8"? So now if you're saying 6 foot plus, you're already creeping into less numbers. Do you know what I mean? Then you actually got, if you don't want to get with a married man, you got to count all the brothers that are married. Do you know what I mean? Then it's like, if you're talking about, then if you're talking about, you want them to be black, we are 3% of the UK. Bro, if you put the maths together, it's mad. But like I said, it's not helpful for me to go tell people that because it doesn't help.
You know, when we even say 3% of the UK, do you know how mad that is? That 1.5 of that is in London. Which you lot want them to be from London, secondly. And then that 1.5 has to be split off into age group.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, we are wrapping up. Yes, guys, we've got anything to say about episode 100? You know, 100 episodes. BMGC. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I'd also like to say, since we're recording today, happy Mother's Day tomorrow. Every mother that's listening, they didn't get me anything, and that's fine. I remember
you didn't get us anything for episode 100.
Sorry,
you didn't get us anything for episode 100.
I heard someone out my vagina. You're telling me I should have given you something for 100. Sound like that. Talking into a microphone.
Save it for Twitter.
It's a lot.
Could have brought us flowers. Black men don't get flowers till they're dead. Anyways.
You know my mom.
But listen,
you're not my mom.
Whether you joined episode 1, 10, 90, whether this is your first episode, thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah, man. Big love.
So it's mad because for the most part, a lot of pods make it, a lot of pods don't. Do you know what I mean? And which the fact that we've been doing this since 2018, it's now 2023.
You lot of,
17
still.
Huh? No,
so
2018.
Was it
18? November 2018.
Yeah,
we've been doing this since 2018.
I
don't know. I just
turn up. We're out of here, man.
But yeah, you've seen us grow up. You've seen us mature. I hope you've seen us grow to be better. That's the main part, because if you're just grown to be idiots, then...
They call me misogynistic.
Hey, man. Something's going to never change.
You so, get me?
Till they give a long way from that label.
Trust me. Today's come a long way. So
I articulate myself better.
I hope that, you know, if you ever go back to some of the episodes, that if anything, you've seen us change, you've seen us grow up, and you've ultimately seen that black men don't and ever cheat.
Amen. Gay.
There you go.
Gang.
But yeah, make sure you use the hashtag BMDC podcast. Be sure to follow us on all socials at BMDC pod. Follow me on Twitter and Insta at ShayLTM.
Don't follow me.
This guy's been saying that.
just don't. I don't follow me.
I say that, but when I get like any followers.
You might say, like, why are you following me?
Yeah, I'm on private.
Because it's
like,
yeah, I
don't even need
it.
To do that because you got me.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you.
Follow me at everything. Mads Half Life, all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And hold on. We don't care.